The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz is a book about the power of love and how it can transform our lives. The author believes that we all have an innate capacity for love, but oftentimes this capacity is blocked by fear-based beliefs that prevent us from experiencing true happiness and fulfillment in our relationships. He outlines 4 agreements to help us break free from these limiting beliefs: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Ruiz explains that when we are able to let go of our fears, we can open ourselves up to unconditional love, love without conditions or expectations. This type of love allows us to experience joy, peace, and harmony in our relationships with others as well as within ourselves. He also emphasizes the importance of self-love, loving oneself unconditionally so that one can truly give and receive love from others. In addition to outlining his 4 agreements, Ruiz provides practical advice on how to apply them in everyday life. He encourages readers to practice mindfulness, being aware of their thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, in order to become more conscious of their own behavior patterns so they can begin making changes where necessary. The Mastery of Love offers insight into the power of unconditional love as well as practical guidance on how we can use it in our daily lives. By following its teachings, readers will learn how they can create healthier relationships with themselves and those around them while living a more fulfilling life overall. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Love is the force of life. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, and it is the source of all life. It is the energy that binds us together and allows us to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment. Main idea number 2. Fear is the opposite of love. Fear is the opposite of love and is the source of all suffering. It is the energy that keeps us from connecting with others and prevents us from experiencing true happiness. Main idea number 3. Love is a choice. We have the power to choose to love or to fear. We can choose to be open and vulnerable, or we can choose to be guarded and closed off. Main idea number 4. Love is unconditional. Unconditional love is the highest form of love and is the only way to truly experience joy and peace. It is the only way to truly connect with others and to experience true happiness. Main idea number 5. Love is a practice. Love is not something that just happens. It is something that must be practiced and cultivated. We must learn to be open and vulnerable, to be compassionate and understanding, and to be forgiving and accepting. Main idea number 6. Love is a journey. Love is a journey that requires us to be patient and to take risks. We must be willing to make mistakes and to learn from them. Main idea number 7. Love is a process. Love is a process that requires us to be mindful and to be present in the moment. We must be willing to let go of our expectations and to be open to the unknown. Main idea number 8. Love is a commitment. Love is a commitment that requires us to be dedicated and to be willing to put in the effort. We must be willing to make sacrifices and to be patient. Main idea number 9. Love is a gift. Love is a gift that we can give to ourselves and to others. It is the most precious thing we can offer, and it is the only way to truly experience joy and peace. Main idea number 10. Love is a practice of self-love. Self-love is the foundation of all love. We must learn to love ourselves before we can truly love others. Main idea number 11. Love is a practice of self-acceptance. We must learn to accept ourselves and to be comfortable with who we are. We must learn to be kind and gentle with ourselves and to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. Main idea number 12. Love is a practice of self-care. We must learn to take care of ourselves and to nurture our bodies, minds, and spirits. We must learn to be gentle and kind to ourselves and to practice self-compassion. Main idea number 13. Love is a practice of self-awareness. We must learn to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors and to be mindful of how we are affecting others. Main idea number 14. Love is a practice of communication. We must learn to communicate our needs and feelings in a clear and respectful way. We must learn to listen to others and to be open to their perspectives. Main idea number 15. Love is a practice of trust. We must learn to trust ourselves and to trust others. We must learn to be honest and to be open to the possibility of being hurt. Main idea number 16. Love is a practice of forgiveness. We must learn to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. We must learn to let go of the past and to move forward with love. Main idea number 17. Love is a practice of gratitude. We must learn to be grateful for the love we have and to be thankful for the love we receive. Main idea number 18. Love is a practice of connection. We must learn to connect with ourselves and with others. We must learn to be present and to be open to the possibilities of love. Main idea number 19. Love is a practice of joy. We must learn to find joy in the little things and to be grateful for the love we have. Main idea number 20. Love is a practice of peace. We must learn to be peaceful and to be accepting of ourselves and of others. We must learn to be kind and gentle and to be open to the possibilities of love. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, and it is the source of all life. It is an energy that binds us together and allows us to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment. Love can be expressed through acts of kindness or simply by being present with someone. It can also be felt when we are surrounded by people who care for us deeply. When we open our hearts to love, we become more connected to ourselves and others around us. We start to see beauty in everything around us and recognize how interconnected we all are. This connection brings a sense of belonging which leads to greater happiness and contentment. Love has no boundaries, it knows no limits or conditions. It transcends time, space, culture, race, gender, it's universal. When we embrace love as a way of living our lives fully alive with purposeful intentionality, then anything becomes possible. The power of love should never be underestimated because it truly is the force behind life itself. Main idea number 2. Fear is the opposite of love and is the source of all suffering. It is an energy that keeps us from connecting with others and prevents us from experiencing true happiness. Fear can manifest itself in many forms, such as anxiety, worry, anger, or even hatred. When we are afraid to open our hearts to another person or situation, it creates a barrier between ourselves and those around us. Fear can also lead to feelings of insecurity and low self-esteem. We may become so consumed by fear that we forget how capable we are of achieving our goals or living life on our own terms. This fear can cause us to doubt ourselves and make decisions based on what other people think rather than what's best for us. The only way to overcome fear is through love. Love gives us courage to face our fears head-on without being overwhelmed by them. It allows us to be vulnerable enough to trust in ourselves and take risks when necessary. By embracing love instead of fearing it, we can create meaningful relationships with others while still maintaining a sense of independence. Main idea number 3. Love is a choice. We have the power to choose how we respond to any situation, and that includes our capacity for love. We can choose to be open and vulnerable, allowing ourselves to feel deeply connected with others and experience true intimacy. Or we can choose fear instead, closing off our hearts in an attempt to protect ourselves from potential hurt or disappointment. When we make the conscious decision to love, it requires us to take risks, to trust another person enough that they may see all of who we are without judgment or criticism. It also means being willing to accept whatever response comes back from them, whether it's positive or negative, and still remain open-hearted despite any potential pain. Choosing love over fear takes courage but ultimately leads us down a path of greater joy and fulfillment in life. When we allow ourselves the freedom of loving openly, without expectations or conditions attached, then real connection is possible between two people. Main idea number 4. Love is unconditional when it comes from a place of pure acceptance and understanding. It means that no matter what the other person does or says, you still love them unconditionally. This type of love doesn't come with any expectations or conditions, it simply exists in its purest form. Unconditional love is not based on how someone looks, acts, or behaves. Instead, it's based on an inner connection between two people that transcends all external factors. Unconditional love allows us to be vulnerable and open up to others without fear of judgment or rejection. We can trust that our feelings will be accepted and respected regardless of what we say or do. When we experience this kind of deep connection with another person, we are able to let go of our own insecurities and doubts because we know that they will always accept us for who we are. Unconditional love also helps us become more compassionate towards ourselves and others. We learn to forgive ourselves for mistakes made in the past as well as those made by others around us. By accepting each other's flaws and imperfections without judgment, unconditional love creates a safe space where both parties can grow together. Ultimately, unconditional love is about giving freely without expecting anything in return. It's about being present for one another through thick and thin while never losing sight of the beauty within each individual soul. Main idea number 5. Love is not something that just happens, it is something that must be practiced and cultivated. We must learn to open our hearts and minds, to be vulnerable and compassionate, understanding and forgiving. It takes effort to cultivate love in our lives, but the rewards are worth it. We can practice love by being kind to ourselves first. Self-love allows us to extend kindness outwardly towards others. When we take care of ourselves emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, we create a foundation for healthy relationships with those around us. It also helps if we remember that everyone has their own unique perspective on life, which may differ from ours. Being able to accept these differences without judgment or criticism will help foster an atmosphere of mutual respect between people. Finally, practicing patience is key when it comes to loving someone else as well as yourself. Love requires time and dedication in order for it to grow into its fullest potential. Main idea number 6. Love is a journey that requires us to be patient and to take risks. We must be willing to make mistakes and to learn from them. It is not always easy, but it can bring great rewards if we are open-minded and willing to grow. Love involves understanding our own needs as well as those of the people around us, so that we can create relationships based on mutual respect. The journey of love also involves learning how to forgive ourselves for past mistakes and how to forgive others who have hurt us in some way. This process helps us move forward with greater clarity and compassion towards ourselves and others. Finally, love is a journey of self-discovery where we learn more about who we truly are at our core. As we explore this inner landscape, we come closer to understanding what true love really means for each one of us. Main idea number 7. Love is a process that requires us to be mindful and present in the moment. We must be willing to let go of our expectations and open ourselves up to the unknown. This means being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions as we interact with others. It also involves understanding how our own beliefs, values, and experiences shape our interactions with those around us. The process of love can be difficult at times because it requires us to confront uncomfortable emotions such as fear or insecurity. However, by learning how to accept these feelings without judgment or resistance, we can begin to move through them more easily. As we do this work on ourselves, we become better equipped for healthy relationships with others. Ultimately, love is an ongoing journey that takes time and effort but yields great rewards when done right. By committing ourselves fully to the process of loving another person and allowing them into our lives, we create meaningful connections that enrich both parties involved. Main idea number 8. Love is a commitment that requires us to be dedicated and to put in the effort. It means being willing to make sacrifices, even when it may not be easy or convenient. We must also have patience with ourselves and our partner as we work through any issues that arise. It takes courage to commit fully to another person, but it can bring great rewards if both parties are willing to invest in the relationship. When we open up our hearts and trust someone enough to give them our love, we create an intimate bond that can last for years. Committing ourselves fully also means accepting each other's flaws and imperfections without judgment. We must learn how to communicate effectively so that both partners feel heard and understood. This will help build a strong foundation of mutual respect, which is essential for any successful relationship. Main idea number 9. Love is a gift that we can give to ourselves and to others. It is the most precious thing we can offer, and it has the power to transform our lives in ways that nothing else can. When we open our hearts and share love with those around us, it creates an atmosphere of peace, joy, understanding, and acceptance. When we choose to love ourselves first before anyone else, it allows us to be more compassionate towards others. We become better able to recognize their needs and respond accordingly. This helps create stronger relationships between people as well as within ourselves. Love also gives us strength when times are tough. It reminds us that no matter what happens in life, there will always be someone who loves us unconditionally, even if they're not physically present at the time. Knowing this makes difficult situations easier to bear because we know that ultimately everything will work out for the best. Ultimately, love is a gift that keeps on giving. It brings happiness into our lives every day if only we take the time to appreciate its presence in our lives. So let's make sure each day includes some kind of loving gesture or thought so that everyone around you knows how much you care about them. Main idea number 10. Love is a practice of self-love. It begins with understanding and accepting ourselves, flaws and all. We must learn to be kind to ourselves, forgive our mistakes, and recognize our own worthiness. When we can do this for ourselves, it becomes easier to extend that same kindness and acceptance towards others. Self-love is the foundation of all love. Without it, we cannot truly give or receive love from anyone else in an authentic way. If we don't have a healthy relationship with ourselves first, then any relationships outside of us will suffer as well. We must learn to love ourselves before we can truly love others. This means taking time for self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, or journaling, engaging in meaningful conversations with friends, setting boundaries when needed, and being honest about what makes us happy or unhappy. When we are able to cultivate a strong sense of self-love within us first, then true connection with another person becomes possible because there is no longer fear blocking the way, only openness and trust. Main idea number 11. Love is a practice of self-acceptance. It requires us to be honest with ourselves and to recognize our strengths and weaknesses. We must learn to accept ourselves for who we are, flaws and all, without judgment or criticism. This means being comfortable in our own skin, no matter what others may think or say about us. We must also learn to be kind and gentle with ourselves. We should not beat ourselves up over mistakes that we have made. Instead, we should forgive ourselves for them and move on from them. Self-love involves understanding that it is okay to make mistakes as long as we learn from them. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages us to practice self-acceptance so that we can truly love ourselves unconditionally. When we do this, it allows us to open up more fully in relationships with others because there is no fear of judgment or rejection based on how they perceive us. Main idea number 12. Love is a practice of self-care. It requires us to be mindful and intentional in how we treat ourselves, both physically and emotionally. We must learn to recognize our needs and take steps to meet them in healthy ways. This means taking time for rest, relaxation, exercise, nutrition, creative pursuits, meaningful relationships with others, all the things that help us feel connected and fulfilled. We must also learn to be gentle with ourselves when we make mistakes or experience difficult emotions like sadness or anger. Self-compassion involves recognizing our shared humanity, understanding that everyone makes mistakes and experiences pain, being kind rather than critical towards ourselves, offering comfort instead of judgment, and treating ourselves as we would a dear friend. When we practice self-care through love, it helps us build resilience so that when life throws challenges at us, as it inevitably will, we can face them with courage and grace. Love gives us strength to keep going even when times are tough. Main idea number 13. Love is a practice of self-awareness that requires us to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It means being conscious of how we are affecting others and understanding the impact our words and actions have on them. We must learn to recognize when we are feeling hurt or angry so that we can take steps to address these emotions in healthy ways. Additionally, it involves recognizing when someone else is hurting or struggling with something and offering support without judgment. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages us to look within ourselves for answers about love rather than relying solely on external sources such as books or movies. He emphasizes the importance of developing an intimate relationship with ourselves before attempting to build relationships with others. This includes learning how to identify our own needs, wants, desires, fears, hopes, dreams, and then communicating those clearly in order for meaningful connections with other people. Ultimately, practicing self-awareness helps us become better lovers because it allows us to understand what makes each person unique and special. When we can appreciate the differences between individuals instead of trying to make everyone conform to one idealized version of love, we create more fulfilling relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Main idea number 14. Love is a practice of communication. It requires us to be mindful and intentional in how we express ourselves, as well as how we listen to others. We must learn to communicate our needs and feelings in a clear and respectful way, without expecting the other person to read our minds or guess what we are thinking. At the same time, it is important that we remain open-minded and willing to hear different perspectives from those around us. In order for love to truly flourish, both parties must be willing participants in this process of communication. We must learn how to listen deeply with an open heart so that we can understand each other's point of view. This means being able to put aside any preconceived notions or judgments about the other person's opinion or experience. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages us all to take responsibility for our own emotions and reactions while also recognizing that there may be times when compromise is necessary if relationships are going to thrive. Ultimately, it is up to each individual involved in a relationship, whether romantic or platonic, to make sure they are communicating their needs effectively while still respecting the boundaries set by their partner. Main idea number 15. Love is a practice of trust. To love someone, we must learn to trust ourselves and to trust others. We must be honest with our feelings and open to the possibility of being hurt. It takes courage to put our faith in another person, but it can also bring us great joy. Trust is an essential part of any relationship. Without it, there can be no true connection or understanding between two people. When we are able to trust each other completely, we create a safe space for both parties where they can express themselves freely without fear of judgment or rejection. Learning how to build and maintain trusting relationships requires patience and dedication. We must take the time to get to know one another on a deeper level so that we can understand each other's needs and desires better. This will help us develop mutual respect, which is key for creating strong bonds. Ultimately, learning how to love through practicing trust allows us the opportunity for greater intimacy with those around us as well as within ourselves. By taking this journey together, we become more connected not only with those closest to us but also with life itself. Main idea number 16. Love is a practice of forgiveness. We must learn to forgive ourselves for our mistakes and shortcomings, as well as those of others. Forgiveness allows us to let go of the past and move forward with love in our hearts. It helps us to create healthier relationships with ourselves and others. When we forgive, we are no longer bound by the pain or hurt that was caused by another person's actions or words. Instead, we can focus on creating positive experiences in our lives through understanding, compassion, and kindness. By forgiving ourselves and others, we open up space for healing and growth. Forgiveness does not mean condoning someone else's behavior, it simply means releasing yourself from the burden of resentment so you can live your life more fully. When you choose to forgive instead of holding on to anger or bitterness, you free yourself from negative emotions that can weigh heavily on your heart. Main idea number 17. Love is a practice of gratitude. We must learn to be grateful for the love we have and to show appreciation for the love we receive. When we are able to recognize and appreciate all forms of love, it helps us cultivate an attitude of thankfulness that can lead to greater joy in our lives. Gratitude is essential when it comes to cultivating healthy relationships with ourselves and others. It allows us to recognize how much we are loved, even if it's not always expressed in words or actions. Being thankful for what we have instead of focusing on what's missing can help us find contentment and peace within ourselves. Expressing gratitude also helps strengthen our bonds with those around us. Showing appreciation for someone else's efforts or kindness reinforces their positive behavior, which encourages them to continue doing good things for you and others. This creates a cycle of giving that benefits everyone involved. The practice of gratitude is something that takes time and effort but can bring great rewards into our lives. By learning how to be thankful for the love we have, as well as appreciating the love given by others, we open up new possibilities in life filled with joy, connection, and fulfillment. Main idea number 18. Love is a practice of connection. It requires us to be present and open to the possibilities of love, both within ourselves and with others. To truly experience love, we must learn how to connect with our own hearts and minds as well as those around us. We must learn how to listen deeply, understand compassionately, communicate authentically, and act courageously. When we are able to do this in all our relationships, with family members, friends, colleagues at work or school, we can begin to create an environment where true love can flourish. This kind of connection allows us not only to give but also receive love more fully. It helps us build trust and intimacy that will last for years. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz encourages readers to take responsibility for their own happiness by learning how they can cultivate meaningful connections with themselves and others. Through understanding the power of intentionality in relationships, and being willing to put in the effort required, we can create a life filled with joyous moments shared between loved ones. Main idea number 19. Love is a practice of joy. It requires us to be mindful and present in our lives, appreciating the beauty that surrounds us and recognizing the love we have for ourselves and others. We must learn to find joy in the little things, such as spending time with family or friends, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea. When we take time to appreciate these moments, it helps us cultivate an attitude of gratitude for all that life has given us. By practicing this kind of mindfulness and appreciation on a daily basis, we can begin to recognize how much love there is around us. This awareness will help bring more joy into our lives by allowing us to savor each moment instead of rushing through them without noticing their beauty. As Don Miguel Ruiz writes in The Mastery of Love, when you are aware that you are surrounded by love at every moment, you will experience true happiness. Main idea number 20. Love is a practice of peace. It requires us to be mindful and intentional in our actions, words, and thoughts. We must learn to be peaceful with ourselves first before we can extend that same peace to others. This means being accepting of who we are and understanding our own needs and feelings. We must also learn how to be kind and gentle with those around us. We should strive for open communication so that everyone involved feels heard, respected, and valued. When we show love through kindness, gentleness, acceptance, understanding, patience, compassion, we create an atmosphere of peace. The possibilities of love are endless when we choose to practice it every day. Love is not something that just happens, It takes effort from all parties involved in order for it to truly flourish. By learning the art of loving peacefully, we can create a world where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves without fear or judgment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.